Hello, friends, and welcome to the Imago Nutrition Podcast. My name is Mark Glesny, along with Danielle Glesny. We are the hosts of your episode today, where we answer your questions and give you practical nutrition strategies to help you and your family flourish. And so if you've been following along, we took a little break last week. I did a solo episode, but we are back into our series, which we're loosely titling the Getting Creative with Food series. And so it's a nutrition podcast. It makes sense that we at some point dive into getting creative with food, right? Instead of just talking about energy balance all day long, like I like to do. If you are someone that, you know, you want to eat healthier, you're sort of on board with knowing that, you know, with proper nutrition comes amazing health outcomes, you know, long-term benefits. But you're just kind of wondering where to get started, right? Like, what are some foods that I should start incorporating more of? And how do I make them not boring, right? Like, maybe you know a lot of quote-unquote healthy foods. But if we said, you know, hey, here's an apple, all you know is know how to eat an apple. Right. I just put it in my mouth and I just eat it. That's it. You know? And so, what we're doing with this series, again, loosely titled, you know, Getting Creative with Food, is we're taking a look at ways to get creative with some common and not common foods. And so, in the first episode, we talked about apples and avocados. The second one, we talked about blueberries and bulgur, right? So you've probably heard of apples, you've probably heard of avocados, probably heard of blueberries. Then we threw bulgur in there. If you had any questions about that, be sure to go back. So two episodes ago, we talked about cauliflower and canned beans or beans in general and some creative ways, especially like canned beans. People are like, really getting creative with canned beans? Yeah. Take a look at it. So today we have a fun one. We're going to be talking about Greek yogurt and hummus. And I admit these are two foods that I prefer quite a bit of day to day, week to week. So we're going to be talking about getting creative with Greek yogurt and hummus. However, Danielle, right before we got on, you mentioned something about what you did this weekend. And instead of asking about the weather in St. Louis, I'm going to ask about this. And I told you to, I basically was a jerk. I was like, no, don't say anything more. I want to just get this live in my first take because I'm sure I'm going to have questions. Apparently this weekend you taught yourself how to do something new, right? And it's not new. It's definitely, it's actually kind of old school, but it's new to you and you taught yourself how to do it. So why don't you explain what you taught yourself how to do this weekend? And then I have questions, no doubt.
Yeah. I taught myself how to roller skate this weekend.
I mean, four wheels. We're not even talking roller blades.
Four wheels. We're talking,
okay.
Yes. Roller, not so blades.
How did it go?
Well, this is my second attempt. And my first attempt, I had my child, my son, my 7-year-old, hold my hand while I did it. This time,
the role reversal is quite amazing.
Yeah. I mean, he loved it. He lit up, mommy, I'll teach you. And he has rollerblades and he's getting better. He doesn't do it often. So he's not like, you know, a pro rollerblader by any means. Mm-hmm. But this time we went to a track at the park and he went with me on his rollerblades and, I don't know how to stop yet. So I was using the grass.
do they have the toe stop? Cause I know some states have the toe stop. So it has that, you
right.
Haven't figured out how to use it yet.
Well, so I've tried and what happens is you kind of like have to really tilt your foot down. And so yeah. I end up doing like the splits, you know, like I'm pushing my, you know what, and that leg's going back and stopping, but the other leg is still going forward. So, I haven't figured out the stop yet, but it was a lot of fun. I was able to go around the track with Graham several times and not fall. So,
well, then if I remember correctly, and I have not rollerbladed in a long or roller skated in a long time, right? in high school. I went to high school in the 90s. So it was like rollerblading was in, you know, it was the thing. So we were all doing all that up in Minnesota, but hadn't gone skating in a while. But I also remember that you can do that thing where you, that technique where let's say you've got your left foot still going forward, then you take your right foot and you cant it like 90 degrees and drag those two wheels. And so that's another way that you can slow down is by dragging the two inner wheels, you know,
okay.
on the inside of your
okay.
foot. If you can't that right foot or left foot, whatever breaking foot you want to do. And so you sort of drag your two wheels behind you and that slows you. So for your third attempt, I would personally ask that you try that technique because I'm clearly an expert at this.
I mean, I was going to YouTube how to learn how to stop on roller skates.
And you thought that after you went roller skating.
Right.
Wait a minute, I should learn how to stop. So
yeah, similar experience when Jared took me snow skiing for the first time. I said, oh, I got this. Let's go. And yeah, that was not very wise of me too.
Yeah, our family, that's what we grew up doing. You know, it's like we lived in Illinois most of our childhood, and while all the other families, you know, in the winter would go to Hawaii and Florida and the Cayman Islands and all that sort of stuff, our family would drive from Chicago to Colorado and go skiing. So we went from snow to more snow, just at a higher elevation. But yeah, we grew up doing that. So that's like riding a bike for us, you know, it was like skiing stuff. And I think that's even more daunting than rollerblading, right? Like, because then you've got gravity at work in a whole new way, right?
Yeah.
So
yeah,
that's nice. Very nice. Well, you survived. You're here. You're alive. Mm-hmm. And so thank goodness to that, because we can talk about some food, right? And so as I said, today we're going to be talking about Greek yogurt and hummus. And so, by the way, if you have any questions, we are, after the series, we're going to get back to kind of answering some questions. That's kind of our thing, answering questions and practical nutrition strategies. So this series is really geared around giving you practical nutrition strategies with these foods, both common and uncommon foods. And so we will be getting back to answering some questions. We've also got some new topics and some ideas for the podcast moving forward. So be sure to subscribe, because we've got a lot of, I think, some unique things coming up in the coming weeks and months. But all that said and done, if you have a question, whether about these foods, about anything in nutrition in general, for me specifically, for Danielle specifically, related to your goals and your journey, you can send us those questions by going to our website. It's totally free. You don't need to do anything or subscribe or anything like that. You can just go to imagonutrition.com. That's imagonutrition.com/podcast. Okay. Just scroll down that page just a little bit. You'll see a web form there where you can submit your question to us, and then we will review it as a possible topic for an episode. And so, we would love to hear from you, and any questions you have, any ways that we can help encourage and accelerate and accentuate your health journey with this podcast. That's why we do it. It's for free. We don't get paid to do the podcast. We just like to help people. So if we can help you, be sure to submit that question. All right. That said, Greek yogurt and hummus. All right. So I'll just start by saying these are two foods I love. These are two foods that I eat. Greek yogurt pretty much every day, at least 5 or 6 days a week. It's a rare day if I don't have Greek yogurt in some way, shape, or form. We always have hummus. My kids love hummus. I love hummus. However, I've gotten a little creative with Greek yogurt, but not creative at all with hummus. So I've just only got like one or two tips or tricks, I should say, in my bag related to like Greek yogurt. And one of them you taught me, which you might get to. But with hummus, I'm pretty much straight up and I just dip a Triscuit in it and eat it pretty much. So I'm ready to learn as well, though I love and enjoy these foods consistently. I still don't think I'm very creative with them. So with that, Danielle, which would you like to talk about first, Greek yogurt or hummus?
Yeah, let's go ahead with Greek yogurt. So first, the nutrition components of it. So in 6 ounces of the non-fat plain Greek yogurt, so not the flavored, there's 100 calories, 0 grams of fat, 8 grams of carbs, and 17 grams of protein. So speaking of the plain Greek yogurt here on all of these tips, are really just talking about the plain Greek yogurt. That's what's used in the Mediterranean style of eating. It is a great substitute for mayo or sour cream.
That's my favorite trick that you've taught me in the last couple of years is, 'cause I'm a huge sour cream guy. Sorry to budge in on you already. I figured you were going to touch on that, but that's one of my favorite things is that I'm a big sour cream guy. And so substituting Greek plain non-fat Greek yogurt for sour cream makes all the difference in the world. Cause then I can just go big on it too. I can like big, like I always wanted to with sour cream, but wouldn't. I can go big on it. So just pack them in protein. I'll make nachos sometimes and just, I've got Greek yogurt on every single chip, you know,
and that's so okay. Funny. So I did not know I told you that one. And then you can use it in cooking to lighten and moisten. So, we'll get to that, how you do that in a minute here. But first I just wanted to, talk about how to read the label for Greek yogurt. Not all of it is the same. So we really, want the probiotics out of Greek yogurt. And so before you buy, turn it over to the back. Under the ingredient list, look for those long bacteria names. Okay. So you want to count them and see how many are listed there. If there are none listed, put it back. It's going to probably only have two in there. So it's going to be closer to, you know, pudding. Your goal is about five probiotics. The best yogurt on the market has six. So sometimes it will list on the front five live and active cultures or six live and active cultures. And then, of course, you don't have to count. But what you're doing is you really want to turn it around on the ingredient list right underneath there. Count the number of bacteria to make sure you're getting a good quality. The amount of bacteria in your Greek yogurt sometimes give a tangy flavor. So sometimes people that don't really prefer that tangy flavor might be choosing the Greek yogurt that has less of the probiotics or the one that has more added sugar to kind of outweigh that tangy flavor. So that tangy flavor, would be something you would need to get used to if that's not your cup of tea. So giving your taste buds time to adjust. So the second thing you want to read on the nutrition label for yogurt is the added sugar. So like I said, if it's plain written on the front, there's no added sugar. But how to double check that even so, you turn it over to the back. Again, just never judge a book by its cover. Same thing goes with our food. So looking at not the total sugars, because total sugars is going to include the lactose, the natural sugar in dairy, not the sugar that the American Heart Association wants us to decrease. Lactose is completely fine. So we just want to limit added sugar, not get 0 grams of added sugar in a day. So the American Heart Association has limits for added sugar. It's 6 teaspoons for women, 9 teaspoons for men, and 6 teaspoons for children. So how to read for the added sugar, you want to look at that line only. So right underneath the total sugars is how many grams of added sugars. So you're going to take that number and divide it by 4. And that's going to give you how many teaspoons are in a serving. So for example, let's just say the yogurt says includes 8 grams of added sugar. So you divide 8 by 4. So you have 2 teaspoons of added sugar in this Greek yogurt. Okay. That is not bad. We don't need to have 0 grams of added sugar. Think about if you want your kids to eat yogurt and they're not eating it plain, a little bit of sugar is going to give them all these probiotics. It's going to give them a source of protein, a calcium source. So added sugar is not the enemy. We're just trying to reduce it. So ways to reduce the added sugar in Greek yogurt. You can buy one, of those tubs of plain and one of them flavored and then mix half and half. So if you're struggling with this, you really want the sweet one, just gradually add more of the plain, but have, the plain and then the flavored. So kind of do a half and half mixture.
I like that.
Another one, if you're struggling with the thicker texture, so you're more of a non-Greek type of person, still look for those probiotics, still look for those added sugar. But this might be helpful if you really are trying to get more protein, because the Greek yogurt has double the protein of the regular yogurt. Buy the plain Greek yogurt and mix it with kefir. I'm not sure we haven't done an episode. I don't know of kefir. Maybe we have, but it is a probiotic drink.
20 episodes. Yeah. We've mentioned it quite a bit. So now,
okay. I don't remember. Yeah. It's a probiotic drink. It has actually 12 probiotics. So really, really great source of probiotics, and it's like a liquid tart yogurt. So if you take that plain Greek yogurt, put a little of that kefir in it just to sweeten it and reduce the thickness. So you have a thinner texture that's closer to your regular yogurt. And the last tip that I have for that is how I got started with the plain Greek yogurt is when my kids were first born and wanted to, decrease the added sugar in our diet. So I just bought the plain and I mashed fruit in my Greek yogurt. So that really helped to mash it instead of just dice it. I feel like when I mash the banana in there or mash the berries, I'm not adding any sugar or added sugar. the sweetness in the fruit was enough to help me with that. So give your taste buds time to adjust. But these tips are talking about using the plain Greek yogurt. Mm-hmm. So any questions before we move on, Mark?
No, I think that's great. That's, you know, since I've gotten into Greek yogurt, I think I was fortunate because I just kind of started with the, you know.
You loved the sour cream taste, so that was easy for you.
Yeah, but I love what you said, which is, again, both on, you know, the added sugar side of things, the texture side of things, is don't think about going from 0 to 60, right? Don't think about like, well, here's what I prefer, but that's what I think I want to get to, so I just jump the shark, right? Is think about a ramp, you know, whether the analogy is an on-ramp or an off-ramp, whatever that is, you know, is like you said, mixing 50-50, which is really cool. You know, finding ways to get creative with the texture and to just kind of ramp yourself on or off, you know, from one to the other. I think that's mm-hmm. really the biggest thing. And all the way back to what you said, which is true, which we've touched on before, is that your taste buds will adjust. Like, be confident in the process. It mm-hmm. will work. You're not locked in with your, you know, set preferences necessarily. And sometimes that shocks people. They just think, well, that's just what I like, and that's what I've always liked. But give yourself some time, be patient, be diligent. And with these tricks, you know, you can definitely get there. So,
yeah. I mean, I grew up on just the flavored yogurt. So, when I switched, it was hard in the beginning, but now I think the regular yogurt tastes too sweet. It's not really
that's my preference. That's what I have. Yep. That's what I traditionally was someone being like, oh, I have a sweet tooth, right? I grew up thinking that, and just that was part of my identity, right? And I've got a few cavities to prove it, you know? And so, like, it's just sort of like built into, like, that's just me, Mark has a sweet tooth. But I've realized that, you know, as I continue in this journey, which, by the way, nutrition, we haven't arrived, right? It's a journey. I've been on this journey for 20 years, you know, Danielle, maybe a couple years less because you're a lot younger than me, but, you know, it just takes time. And so give yourself a little bit of grace, give yourself some time to adjust, and it'll be well worth the effort. So
yeah,
very cool. Love me some Greek yogurt.
Okay. So some tips, there are ways to make sauces with Greek yogurt. So the first one is combine it with lemon juice and capers for salmon. So that's a nice little topper for your salmon, and really only two ingredients. Capers give a nice salty taste, and lemon juice, fresh taste for your salmon. So
that sounds like something even I could do, and I'm terrible in the kitchen. So
you could do this. Yep.
And I love me some salmon. We have salmon probably every other week here. So
yeah.
Another
sauce is a quick homemade salad dressing. So Greek yogurt, garlic, fresh herbs, and olive oil. So you can do your favorite, like, Italian herb blend, or, you know, whatever kind of herb spice you like in the already with other things that you cook: garlic, olive oil, and Greek yogurt. So that's another sauce. Nice. Obviously, a lot of people know about Greek yogurt parfaits, right? So you can just make a yogurt base, fruit, granola on top if you want, or even incorporate the Greek yogurt in a smoothie to make sure you have some protein, you know, with your fruits and veggies in the smoothie.
So this is one of my favorite. This is what I have. I had it this morning. I have it most mornings. So I do non-fat Greek yogurt. This morning I had blueberries, but it could be berry of choice. You know, we typically always have blueberries on hand, strawberries on hand, blackberries. I'm a big blackberry fan. And so do the Greek yogurt, berry of choice. I also put in just dry 100% whole grain oats, kind of like a cereal, kind of like that granola-ish mm-hmm. feel. And I stir that in, and then I top it off with chia seeds. And so I call that my four pillars bowl, because I'm a nerd, and we teach the four pillars, which is lean meat, seafood, and dairy, fruits and veggies, whole grains, nuts, and seeds. And it has one of each of those. So it's got the lean, non-fat dairy, fruits and veggies, I pick a berry, whole grains, I put in the oats, and then nuts and seeds, I put in the chia seeds. So I have mm-hmm. that virtually every morning. I love it. So that's like a staple for me. And I play around with berries and play around with different versions of that. But yogurt parfaits for me, top notch.
No, awesome. And so then we have a way to give you a little texture and temperature variation is a little dollop of yogurt on your warm bowl of oatmeal. So if you make oatmeal in your morning routine, just top off a little Greek yogurt, see how that tastes. Another one is to spoon on top of a roasted veggie dish. So kind of a gut, again, a texture and a temperature variation. So kind of like sour cream on your veggies, not too strange. another one, I think we talked about cold soups. I don't remember if you remember that, there was a restaurant called Zoop. You can use Greek yogurt instead of cream in cold soups. So that's an option. Another one that's very, different is top your pizza dough with Greek yogurt, roasted veggies and shredded cheese, and then bake. So it's going to give like just thinking of it as a sour cream. I would maybe put some Italian seasonings, Italian herbs on there, or garlic. And then another one is to make a dip for some whole grain bread, your Triscuit crackers, or your veggies. So combine yogurt, diced cucumbers, garlic, and olive oil. And I would add a little fresh herbs as well. Mm. And then for the sweet and snack ideas, the snack one would be combine the unsweetened plain Greek yogurt with a bit of peanut butter for a quick snack.
In your world, huh?
Yeah, that's awesome. I do eat peanut butter every day. I do like almond butter probably a little bit more now
That's true.
And then the last one is blend the yogurt with honey, fresh lemon juice, and cinnamon for a sauce for your berries and peaches.
That's what I'm talking about.
That sounds like a great way to end the Greek yogurt. In the Mediterranean style of eating, ending your day with fruit or Greek yogurt is a great way to lighten up your desserts or, you know, handle your sweet tooth.
100%. Can I be selfish and talk about my little no-bake cheesecake concoction real fast?
Sure.
So here's what I recently have been dabbling with to exactly your point. I love ending my day with something sweet, like that 8:30 time frame. You know, I'm within my goals. I've hit my nutritional targets. You know, my calories are in line. My protein, my fiber, my water, all that sort of stuff has lined up. I still love something at the end of the day and don't want it to be too, you know, crazy. So what I've recently been playing with is actually the opposite. Now I'm starting to play with flavored Greek yogurt, right? And that's okay at times. So here's a quick, I hope I can remember the portions. This is where I'm probably going to get it wrong. So don't take me literally on this. Again, I'm terrible in the kitchen. I'm not a cooker, a cook or a chef or anything like that. I just assemble food and see if it tastes good. So here's what I've got. No bake cheesecake bowl. I recently shared this with one of my nutrition clients too, and because she's a huge cheesecake fan. So we've been nerding out over this the last couple of weeks. So essentially, it's like 2/3 of a cup of the Oikos 000 Greek yogurt. Okay. So it has no fat, no added sugar, and no artificial sweeteners. Okay. So Oikos,
no, it does.
I looked on the label. It says no artificial sweeteners.
If it's flavored, it will have, you know, it will say like stevia is not artificial is what it's probably trying to do.
Oh, okay. That's probably true. That's true. Yeah. Yeah. I just remember it's got the 3 zeros on it and that's what it is. So that's true because that one's not considered artificial. So that's how they get around that. Just remember the Oikos 000. I get the vanilla flavor. Okay. The vanilla flavored. And that, so I think it's 2/3 cup of that. And then I will do 2 tablespoons of like a non or low fat, like whipped cream cheese. Okay. Stir that together. Add like a cup of berries or 2/3 of a cup of berries. Blueberry is a favorite of mine. I've also done strawberries. And then what's last? So we get the Greek yogurt, the berries, the whipped cream. Oh, and then a graham cracker. Crush a graham cracker on top of that, right? And you mix that all up. It's no bake. You can just make it right there in the bowl. And at the end of the day, I'm telling you folks, it's like a bowl of cheesecake for me. It's amazing. And again, because my taste buds have so adjusted to the non-fat, which again, I had that this morning, so I'm back to it. I'm not always doing the flavored, but that like version of the Greek yogurt tastes very sweet. Like that definitely satisfies the end of the day for me because I'm more adjusted to the non-fat plain, right? So that really is a sweet treat at the end of the night for me. So that's the no-bake cheesecake. You can call it blueberry vanilla or, you know, strawberry vanilla cheesecake. But again, the Oikos 000, vanilla yogurt, berry of choice, 2 tablespoons of the low fat whipped cream cheese, and then a crushed graham cracker on top. So that's as fancy as I get, and it's with the Greek yogurt.
So. It sounds good. It sounds good. And if you don't like, you know, that artificial sweetener, just choose a vanilla yogurt or a flavored yogurt and, you know, do the half and half thing. So
yeah, because I'll tell you, because Oikos is a premium brand. It's not cheap. I probably won't be buying them for long. It's where I started. They taste delicious, very sweet, however. So yeah, there's other brands out there. I'm not looking to give them a plug unless they want to send me a sponsorship check or something. All right, I'm done with that. So
okay.
That was it for Greek yogurt, huh?
That is it for Greek yogurt. So we're moving on to hummus.
Another very Mediterranean style food.
Yes, for sure. So hummus, you know, in a packaged container, is going to give you, you know, for a serving size of 2 tablespoons, 70 calories, 5 grams of fat, 4 grams of carbs, 1 gram of fiber, and 2 grams of protein. So it is made out of chickpeas. However, I would love to take a poll to see how many of people have tried a hummus not made out of chickpeas, but made out of a different bean or lentil. They are there. It just depends on the grocery store. So there's hummus made out of edamame, white beans, or yellow lentils, for an example. The flavors vary from lemon to horseradish to my favorite would be roasted red pepper. So lots of variations. It is actually pretty fast to make at home. I more so do the chocolate hummus. So I don't use the roasted red pepper in my homemade hummus. But I should definitely do this in the future because it's really fast. We went over to my friend's house, our neighbor's house for dinner, and she forgot to buy the hummus, and she's a chef, of course. So she whipped it up real fast, and it tasted way better than the store-bought hummus. So it's easy, even if you're
very cool.
Not a chef.
that would be me.
All right. So it is really interesting how you'll see some parallels between the Greek yogurt and the hummus. So they really can both be used as dips or sauces. And so let's take a look. So one is use a hummus instead of mayo in your sandwiches or wraps.
Yeah.
Another one, again, you can make a quick instant salad dressing by combining the hummus, vinegar, olive oil, salt, and pepper. You can blend hummus with chopped eggs, chicken, tuna, or cooked seafood for a tangy, protein-rich sandwich filling. So basically that's kind of making like chicken or egg salad really with hummus instead of mayonnaise. So again, that's really similar to what we just talked about with the Greek yogurt. Before we forget, Mark, do you want to just review kind of where we're getting these resources? I think you have it in your notes.
Yeah, I was going to touch on that whether now or at the end. So this is really kind of paying homage to what we think is a terrific set of resources. And so if you Google the number 12 Great Ways Collection, so 12 Great Ways Collection, what should come up at the top of your search is a website called Old Ways. And so this is, as we've mentioned in the past, this is a food and nutrition nonprofit helping people live healthier, happier lives, which we love and agree with. And so what you're able to do is if you just create a free account, again, it's a nonprofit. And so if you create a free account, you'll have access to this Great Ways collection, which will go food by food, sort of like what we're doing in great depth and give you 12 great ways, you know, to utilize these foods. And so they've got a lot more foods that we're going to cover. We're not just going through, you know, their syllabus by any means. And so there's more foods that you've got access to. So, big fan of that, big fan of that resource, love what they did. And so wanted to definitely give them a shout out and their due diligence, in that regard. So yeah, Google 12 Great Ways collection, go through again, at the very most, you'll just have to create an account to get some of the resources, entirely worth it. Big shout out to the folks over at Old Ways. Great.
So back to hummus. Another option is to fill an avocado wedge with hummus. In that pamphlet from Old Ways, it said half of an avocado, you know, that's quite a large portion. So I would recommend actually more of like a wedge of avocado with hummus. what we do here in my house is egg boats. So hard boil an egg, toss the yolk, and fill the hole with hummus. And my son loves that for his lunch. Carter. Oh, Carter loves that. Right. Yeah. And so you could also use it as a substitute for deviled eggs. So you still like, you know, combine your cooked egg yolks with hummus to fill the deviled eggs if you don't want to do just the hummus in the egg boats or in the egg halves. So another one is obviously very similar to avocado toast. So on your hearty bread or bagel, use the hummus instead of cream cheese or butter. So this is one of the next one here. I love this idea, grilling portobello mushroom caps and filling it with hummus. So I like to make a veggie sandwich, which I haven't done in a while, so I need to do this again. But I like to saute some mushrooms and, you know, put the hummus on the bread and then some pepper jack cheese. It's so good. And then whatever leftover veggies you had from the night before. So that's my quick veggie sandwich.
I like that.
This is another one. Serve as sauce for any type of kebab. So you can think about kebabs could be like steak or chicken or veggies. So that would go really well with hummus. This is a very new one. So you toss the hummus with some hot cooked pasta and then season with some cracked pepper and salt. You know, Italian seasoning or what have you. So it's kind of like a sauce. I don't know if you've used like a broth-based sauce for your pastas, Mark, but it would probably just give you a little bit more texture than the broth-based sauces for pasta.
You'd have to check with my personal chef, my wife.
So that's a creative one. Again, you can do similar to the Greek yogurt, spread it on a pizza crust, the hummus, and roasted veggies, olives, and bake. And the last one, well, no, I have two more. Put a spoonful into your scrambled eggs or omelets before cooking. So that's probably going to give you a nice, texture change, a little bit more flavor. And, so I can't wait to try that. That's a really great, great, idea. And the last one, that my husband wanted me to make sure I mention was hummus chicken. I think you've heard of this, Mark.
Baby brother, don't do
this to me. So you take the chicken, or you could do it with fish, and you spread the hummus over that, and then you put some grape nuts or breadcrumbs or whole wheat panko crumbs, and then it's kind of like oven fried chicken or oven fried fish. So there goes the fire alarms.
You can do that with the fish too. That's awesome. Your fire alarm's going off. This is real life right now.
No, I'm sorry. Like the first day, tornado warning. Sorry.
Oh yeah. You guys do them on Mondays? That's crazy. We do them on Saturdays.
Oh yeah.
You Missouri people, so different.
But yeah, that is the last of the tips for hummus.
That's cool.
So there's quite a few.
That's fun. Well, we hope this has been helpful. So we're going to continue on a couple more episodes of doing this. I'm really enjoying it. Get to learn a lot. Get to kind of stretch my creative thought process around some of these foods. And so again, try to play around with this. You know, what I'm trying to be better at myself, if I'm being honest, is experimenting with food. You know, you'd think as a quote nutrition guy, you know, it's just all I do is just run around the kitchen fascinating on foods and flavors and stuff. But that really hasn't been in my history. So maybe you're one of those people like me. Maybe you love food. You're pretty skilled with food, and this has stretched you, you know, in the creative arena, but perhaps you're like me and not very creative with food, and that's starting to stretch you as well. So yeah, we'd encourage you just to try it. Try some of these, just take one, you know, there's been a lot of tips, just try one this week, you know, and then once you've mastered that or had fun with it or found out you like it or you don't like it, try another one. You know, that's what it's all about. It's not about sum total of all the ideas. It's about the next step, you know, and so finding ways that you and your family can incorporate some of these foods more creatively will be ultimately to, you know, the benefit of your health, which will be awesome. So with that, that's it for the episode. And so if this has been helpful, again, we'd love for you to subscribe, drop us a review, let us know how we're doing. If you've got a friend that could benefit from this episode, please share this with them. We'd love to help and encourage as many people as possible. That's why we do this for free. So we're on social media as well. And so if you want to follow us, you can follow us at Imago Nutrition. That's I-M-A-G-O nutrition across all the major platforms. And as always, we would like to thank Happy Pill for our theme song, Thinking About Food, on the Imago Nutrition Podcast. We're always thinking about food. We'll see you next time.